got the game on lock. Don't stop.
What you tell him, big dog? What you tell him, big dog?
Morning man house, don't stop. Yeah.
598 WPG, Charlotte's plug for new hip hop and R&B is No Limit Larry. The Morning Madhouse clocking in. It's Tuesday inside the Madhouse. 52 degrees, creeping through the fog this morning. If you got to get up, you got to go to work. Today's high is going to be right near 62. Rain out the way for the morning. Now this afternoon, it's back. That's right. This afternoon, about 2:30, rain is slated to come back and be with us throughout the rest of the day. So if you got to drive home this afternoon, you're going to be hit with some rain, and the rain is going to be with us from about 2:30 through the rest of the night, and then clearing out tomorrow. And then tomorrow starts a little bit of a heat wave. We'll be in the 70s tomorrow, Thursday in the 70s, and then Friday and Saturday. Woo! We're back in the 80s, baby. We're in the 80s, baby! Straight like that. And in the madhouse with me this morning, y'all say what's up to Miss Jessica, the girl next door.
Good morning to you. Good morning to you. We're all in our places with bright smiling faces, and this is the way we start our new day. Good morning, everyone.
What's up, though?
Ain't nothing. How you doing?
I'm good. How you feeling this morning?
I'm feeling good. I'm cold, though.
You cold?
Yeah, I'm cold. Oh. I'm cold natured. So.
Yeah, and then it don't
a little
help
chilly outside. And yeah, it gets very cold in the studio.
Yeah, they be looking at our lives, be like, y'all cold? It ain't cold outside, yeah. Right? But it's cold. You don't work in our studio, so you don't know how cold it is.
It gets very cold in our studio, so I'm a little chilly this morning. But other than that, I'm good. How you doing?
I'm good. We been here in Alaska. That's what we been here doing.
Yeah. It gets very, very cold.
Yes. Shout out to everybody who went out last night to help feed the kids yesterday, and went out and fed the homeless last night too as well. So shout out to them, man. Block Love Charlotte out there doing their thing. Mm-hmm. And of course, you know, Governor Roy Cooper sitting down that message yesterday. Blop, 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 blop. Alert, 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 alert. What y'all gonna do, Jessica?
What you mean, what we gonna do?
They closing down them beauty shops and them nail salons. What y'all gonna do?
Listen, even bigger than that, they have closed down the schools. Schools are closed until May 15th.
But it was already closed.
Well, no, it is official. Schools are closed until May 15th. That's the big news that folks is like, whoa, what? Wait. You know, look, we've been getting our hair done and our nails done in people's kitchens for the longest. That ain't nothing new.
I can't go into people's kitchen. I'm coming with the board of whatever it is. We coming to get them licenses if y'all in there doing hair in the kitchen.
Please, that ain't nothing new to us. We've been doing that.
That's true.
So, being out until May 15th, that's something. It's like, whoa, hold on. Wait, what? Huh?
Well, yeah,
what are you doing?
But they already told you to prepare for school to be out for the rest of the year, because a lot of other cities have been dealing with that anyway. They already closed school for the rest of the year. So, but them barbershops and beauty shops and nail salons and gyms, he made those officially closed, movie theaters, and now, but it's the big one. Sweepstakes houses. Y'all fish tables. Y'all can't go in there no more. Cause they've been booming. I went by the one on Freedom the other day. But listen, there was a line down the street and around the corner. Today y'all last day, cause tomorrow it goes in effect.
Well, today's also, what closed yesterday was North Lake Mall. North Lake Mall is now officially closed, so you all can't go in there anymore. You know, a lot of closes. And shout out to a lot of barbershops and hair salons that already took those cautions, because it's serious. It's serious. So before this mandate came down from Roy Cooper, a lot of barbershops and a lot of hair salons were already putting this into place, and they had a plan and things like that. So shout out to them.
Well, hopefully their landlord understand, because you know, a lot of landlords don't have to give, you know, precaution during this time, or doesn't have to give you a reprieve during this time. Mm-hmm. But yeah, hopefully you call that landlord and understand, because you know, if they're not working, then they can't make money and they can't pay that rent.
Listen.
So hopefully they give them a reprieve and stuff.
The more we stay outside and the more we do not practice social distancing and we don't sit down, the longer this will be.
Man, they talking about they having a cookout this weekend, though.
The longer this will be.
But they saying they having a cookout this weekend.
Our part to keep each other, ourselves, and each other safe, and just sit down for a second. We getting the vacation that a lot of us said we needed, you know. And shout out to the hospital workers. You know, the message that they're sending is, I'm going to work for you. Will you stay at home for me?
Yeah.
So, shout out to them.
So, we can't have the cookout there with you?
No, Larry.
Hey, man, we only going to have 10 people.
Hey.
You ain't 10 people at your house.
You keep encouraging that behavior. And that's how long we going to sit up here. And we're not going to be able to get our hair cut and our nails done and our hair done and everything else like that. Sit your ass down. No, you can't have a cookout.
You just said you had a get together.
I had a couple of friends at my house.
Okay, then we're going to have a couple of friends at our house.
I didn't say that I had a full cookout party or anything like that. You said that I had that.
We're going to have 8
people. I did not say that I had that, Larry. Don't you put that out there.
You said you had about 10 people over there.
Larry, I did not say that I had about 10 people over there.
How many you had?
I had about 3 people over at my house. That's it.
We're going to have about 8.
Never said that I had about 10 people over there.
They said we can gather about 10 people, right? We're going to have 8, and then we're going to do a virtual cookout with everybody else. How about that?
Hey.
It ain't going to be at my house, though, because can't nobody come to my house.
Sit y'all asses down.
Y'all better sit down out there. Man. Listen, if I see one more pop-up party and people talk about let's play cards, and nah, we ain't doing that, big dog. Big dog.
So many different ways to interact with people virtually. Sit down somewhere.
Hey, man, it's Nolan Valeria in the Morning Madhouse. Coming up inside the Madhouse is 6 o'clock hour. We have U.S. Attorney Andrew Murray. He's going to be calling our star phone to talk to us about a lot of fraud that's going on during the COVID-19. So we're going to be talking to him about that this morning. Of course, we got all your music you like. Let's get it started with your inspirational power word of the morning, Pastor R.J. Davis of Nations Ford Community Church.
Good morning. I'm Pastor R.J. Davis, and this is your moment of inspiration.
Figure which deal I'm going to take. I woke up a couple meal on my
Nolan Valeria, the Morning Madhouse, Charlotte's plug for new hip hop and R&B, 607, 7 minutes out to 6 o'clock, 52 degrees. And of course, you know it's time to hit the hashtag MHQOTD, Madhouse question of the day.
Let's talk about who? Let's talk about. Let's talk about who?
Your Madhouse question of the day is being brought to you by Novant Health. That's right. We know that the coronavirus has affected everybody's lives. For new developments, make sure you log on to power98fm.com for information and safety procedures that benefit everybody. And of course, any questions that you have about the coronavirus, you could always call Novant Health at 1-877-9-NOVANT. That's 1-877-9-NOVANT, and that's 24 hours a day. So there it is. Check it out.
All right. We got cornbread. We got white bread. We got wheat bread. We got sourdough bread. We got rye bread. We got garlic bread. All the different types of bread in the world. What food do you have to eat bread with?
What food do you like to have bread with?
You can't eat it without having the bread with it.
Mm. And you ain't talking about like sandwiches and stuff. You just talking about like any other type of meal that you could, you know what I mean? That, okay, I got you. I'm going spaghetti, like spaghetti, anything spaghetti or lasagna type like that. Any pasta, any pasta. I got to have some type of bread. I don't care if it's the old white bread after, you know what I mean, after loaf. If it's garlic bread, if it's the bread stick, anything with pasta, it's got to come with the bread. If it ain't got the bread and it's pasta, I don't want it. I don't want it. They go hand in hand. You can't have one without the other. You can't eat pasta and no bread. It just, they go hand in hand. You got to have it.
I am going with meatloaf.
Oh, yeah. Good meatloaf and some
meatloaf.
Bread.
You got to have bread with meatloaf. Whenever I eat meatloaf, got to have bread.
Yeah, you got to have cornbread with meatloaf, though.
Mm-mm.
Or a roll, maybe.
Yeah, a roll.
Yeah. You a roll person or a cornbread person? Like, between the two, which one would you say you eat the most? Roll or cornbread? What about even?
I probably eat rolls more often because I don't make them. They're store-bought.
Yeah.
But I make my cornbread. Like, so when you that is the one thing that people request of me to make. They like, will you make your cornbread and bring it?
I was like that.
So, yeah. Okay. I can do a cornbread now.
Hey. I just like that. I'm cool.
But I don't, but what's easier for me to go into the store and just pick up so that I have to eat with meals is a roll. So I probably eat that more.
Now I'm asking, so if you go to a soul food restaurant like Nana's or like Luan's and they like, you want cornbread or roll, which one you choose most of the time?
Depends on what I'm eating.
Okay. If
I'm eating like a pasta or something like that, I'm not going to eat cornbread with a pasta.
Oh, yeah.
So.
Yeah, it don't matter. Like when I go to the soul food restaurant, cornbread or roll, they already know. Get that boy that cornbread, that slap your mama cornbread. That's what I want right there. All right, so Madhouse Nation, tap in. How do they tap in on this?
On our Instagram pages, @HeyMissJessica, @IAmNolanMillary, or you can leave it on our voicemail, 704-227-8780.
What food you got to have bread with? You can't eat it without the bread. Charlotte's plug is pot out of here.
Start the whip. Turn up the radio.
Y'all know.
Man, these folks got to get his No cap.
It is 6:19 here in the Carolinas. Time for your first Nosy Neighbor News Quickie. You know, a lot of restaurants are offering deals with their takeout orders. You know, I was telling you all that Cheesecake Factory is giving you a free slice of cheesecake if your order is $30 or more. Well, Olive Garden has stepped up to the plate, and they are now offering BOGO. That means you buy one meal, and you get another meal for free. Now, the deal only offers a short list of items to choose from, and it is only available for curbside pickup only, which is what, you know, a lot of people are doing right now with the to-go orders, you know, is mandated here in North Carolina. But over at Olive Garden, you can do the BOGO. Buy one, get one free. Shout out to them. I'm Miss Jessica, the girl next door. That is your Nosy Neighbor News Quickie.
I want to know what it is Quick is trying to say.
That's your Nosy Neighbor News.
Quickie! Tell that.
This guy has the cutest video up on his Instagram page where he is making cupcakes with his daughter and his nephews. Oh my goodness, you all have to go check it out. It's on his Instagram page. Shout out to the baby. Here's music from him. It's called Vibes here on Charlotte's Club.
Let's go. I'm filling him up with vibes.
With vibes, and as you was talking about that video of the baby cooking those cupcakes, it popped up on my timeline on Instagram with his son and niece and nephew. I wonder, he said he asked a question on it. He said, how do you think the cupcakes turned out? How do you think the cupcakes turned out?
I probably wouldn't.
you don't think
for them. It's pretty good. I mean, them little fingers was all in that batter. So, I mean, I probably wouldn't have had one. But I'm sure for the little one, who is the sweetest little, his daughter is the sweetest little girl in the world. I'm sure that she enjoyed them, and her cousins, I'm sure that they enjoyed them too. But with the coronavirus going around, I probably just wouldn't have partaken in that due to social distancing.
Well, I don't think he got corona. You don't think,
I didn't say that the baby got corona.
I mean, not him.
I ain't say the baby's got corona.
I said, due to corona,
I am practicing social distancing, so I probably wouldn't have partaken in the cupcakes.
So you ain't cooking for
would
nobody
you have, Would you have yeah, eaten the cupcakes?
Yeah. I mean, if I live there, that's like me
Did
saying,
you watch the video of them making it?
Yeah, that's like me saying, like, if I'm cooking for people in my house, I'm not gonna let them eat, or I'm not gonna eat if they cook in my house. If
did you watch the video of them making it?
Yeah, they got their hands and everything in it.
And you okay.
They all live there.
I'm just saying, them not your people, Larry.
Are you saying if I was over there?
Yeah, exactly.
Oh, I thought you said if I live there.
No, I'm just saying, if you were over there visiting or if you live there. Like,
if I live there, yeah.
Them not your people, though, Larry. That's not your daughter. That's not your nephew. Them not your people. I'm just wondering.
I ain't going to do the babies like that. I'm going to eat.
I'm gonna eat. I mean, I'm gonna take it when they offer it to me.
You ain't gonna eat it?
No, I'm probably not gonna eat it. I mean, and that's not for the baby. That's for anybody.
I know.
That's why I'm laughing.
That's why I'm laughing.
That's why black folk don't eat at the potluck.
That ain't a potluck, though. That's somebody's crib.
Larry, them not your people. What are you doing?
I'm not gonna go over there. Well, I'm gonna eat. If I'm over there, then I know the people. I trust the people. Then I'm gonna eat. Eat the people food, Jessica.
Did you watch the video of them making it?
I did watch the video.
Did you see the little hands going into their mouth, licking their fingers, and then going back into the batter?
It's okay.
Okay. No disrespect. Like I said, I love them. The little girl is the sweetest little girl in the world. Got nothing but respect for the baby.
And that's them not, cupcakes.
That's not only for the baby. That's for anybody.
Y'all
that's
for anybody. Bring me one of them cupcakes.
I'm just going to practice my social distance.
You got to hit the hashtag, man. Hashtag MHQOTD.
You tripping for real.
MHQOTD, your madhouse question of the day. What's the madhouse question of the day?
We want to know what food do you have to have bread with?
Mm-hmm.
You got to have bread with this food.
It's a young man on the phone line. He ready. Good morning.
All right. I'm going old school with it. With the collard greens, I got to have that cornbread, like you said, that cornbread with the collard greens. And with the white bread, I got to have me some white bread.
Not the poking beans, but you definitely on them struggle meals, baby. Hey, hit the hashtag MHQOTD. Tap in on the Madhouse question of the day. You can go to my page, I Am No Limit Larry, answer the question.
At Hey Miss Jessica.
And, of course, you can go to the Morning Madhouse. Morning Madhouse with two D's on Instagram and ask the question. Or you can just leave it on our voicemail, 704-227-8780. Coming up, we got your Madhouse Classic Throwback, and we're going to be talking to U.S. Attorney Andrew Murray about all this fraud that's going on due to the COVID-19 virus. It's Power 98.
It's never too early to turn up.
Nah, man.
Power 98, WPG, Charlotte's Plug for new hip hop and R&B. Another Larry, the Morning Madhouse. Your Morning Madhouse Classic Throwback. Young Jeezy, Akon right there, Soul Survivor. Taking it back to 2005. And right now, the Power 98 phone is ringing. We got to pick it up because keeping y'all aware of what's going on during the coronavirus, a.k.a. COVID-19. A lot of people are talking about social distancing and everything, but what we're not talking about is all the fraud that is going on during this time. Like, you might get a phone call, somebody saying they from the CDC and they need you to give you their social security number, or somebody might come to your door, anything of that nature. Let's find out what's really going on with this coronavirus fraud, because people take advantage of people during this time. So we called up one of our good friends over there at the U.S. Attorney's Office and got U.S. Attorney Andrew Murray. Good morning, sir.
Good morning, Larry. Nice to have me on. I appreciate it.
Good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
It's wonderful.
So, U.S. Attorney Andrew Murray, so what should we be looking for as far as fraud during this time?
Well, we need to make everybody aware that there are just unscrupulous people out there who will take advantage of you during this uncertain time. And there's fraud popping up all over the nation, all types of frauds. We need no one to buy products online or anywhere. No vaccines, no drinks, no lotions, no potions, no snake oil to cure or prevent COVID, because it doesn't exist. Do not click on phishing and emails, as you said, from CDC or from the World Health Organization. They're probably fraudulent. Go to the site yourself if you want to go and check out what they have to say. Watch out for fake charities and fake charitable causes. They're out there everywhere trying to get your money. And most of all, and especially the elderly, do not ever give your banking, your credit card, your debit card, or other personal information out over the phone online. There are fraudsters that are there to prey on you and will wipe you out clean.
Mm. U.S. Attorney Andrew Murray on the line with us. What are some of the specific scams that are showing up right now during this coronavirus pandemic?
So they're across the nation, and I'll tell you, scams, it's hard to stay in front of them because they will find any way, anyhow, how to get into your pocketbook. But mostly we're seeing is those that are saying that they are the Center for Disease Control or the World Health Organization, and they're asking you to click on, and they're asking you to provide them information. They want bank account information. They want otherwise. And do not do it. Go to the World Health Organization website yourself. Go to the CDC website yourself, where you can get a wealth of information. But if they're not contacting you directly, it's probably a fraud.
Mm. U.S. Attorney Andrew Murray, so does those organizations even ask for your banking information, like the World Health Organization and the CDC? Okay.
No. That's what I say. You need to go at any time. And especially the elderly are especially vulnerable during this time. A lot of them are isolated. Family can't come visit. Mm. They're lonely. And these people will call, and they will befriend them, and they will do it over several phone calls before they're asking for bank account information to help in some situation that's completely fraudulent.
U.S. Attorney Murray, if I am out here and I am being contacted repeatedly by these scammers, whether it be on the phone or via email or anything like that, what should I do then? Who do I contact about these scammers?
Yeah, not even repeatedly. If you're contacted and you believe it's a fraud, if you suspect fraud, you should call the National Center for Disaster Fraud Hotline. It is 866-720-5721 or email disaster@leo.gov. That's a national center with all the federal agencies. They are basically taking all those calls, ciphering through them, handing them out to the different agencies that can handle them, They do the investigations and then bring them to my office. And I'll tell you, we're out there trying to detect, and we are going to prosecute to the fullest extent possible anybody that's trying to prey on innocent victims during this COVID-19 virus.
Yeah, U.S. Attorney Andrew Murray, are people going door-to-door trying to fraud people right now? Because I've heard of people trying to scam that way as well, too.
Well, we haven't heard it yet here in Western District, North Carolina, but I will tell you it's coming because that's a way to get out and to get to people and knock on doors. And a lot of people trust if you're at the door, and especially if you're dressed nicely and you're trying to say, oh, you're helping some agency and you really need some help with some agencies. And so do not do that, and especially do not open that door for solicitors, okay? Yeah. Protect yourself.
You said that your office will be prosecuting. What types of consequences can scammers face?
Well, that depends on the type of fraud, how much money is involved, the number of victims. All of that changes with our sentencing guidelines, depending on the actual crime and the number of victims and other things. So the only thing I can tell you is we were talking before we got online and said, you know, you don't want to be charged by the feds, right?
Because no, sir.
Because if the feds come knocking at the door, that means you're going down for a long time. So we're out there. We're trying to use the powers of the federal laws to make certain that people have serious consequences if they try to prey on the public during this time.
We're going to take a commercial break and come back with U.S. Attorney Andrew Murray. Let me tell y'all right now, Fed, when you go to federal court, the minimum start at 100 months. That's the minimum. I'm going to tell you right now, they're not even trying to come after you unless they can go for at least the minimum, and that's 100 months. We'll be back. Charlotte's Plug is Power 98.
The morning turn up is real.
Okay.
Wake your ass up with no limit.
Only from the Plug, Power 98.
Power 98 WPG, Charlotte's Plug for new hip hop and R&B. 647, 13 minutes away from 7 o'clock, 52 degrees. Today's high in Charlotte, America is going to be right near 62 with rain to forecast later on this afternoon, probably starting in the 2 o'clock hour. And after it starts, it'll be with us for the rest of the day. So watch out for some rain if you're going to be working and coming home this afternoon. You want to drive, you're just driving in the fog, you should be okay. Slow down and increase your following distance. So you should be doing that anyway because we're social distancing. So you should be okay. And on the phone this morning, we got U.S. Attorney Andrew Murray talking about fraud going on during the coronavirus. Good morning, sir.
Good morning. I appreciate you having me.
Yes, sir. So we left off. We was talking about the different types of frauds and everything that's going on. Give that number out one more time. If people think they have encountered fraud, what's that number again?
Sure. The hotline is 866-720-5721. And the email is disaster@leo.gov. And so I want everybody to know out there, we're out there protecting them. Federal agencies are still out there. Law enforcement are looking for those fraudsters everywhere. And we're still open at the federal courthouse. We're taking in new business, and we're willing to protect the public, and we're willing to put people in jail for a long time if they're trying to prey upon our most vulnerable.
Now, you know, with the surge in social media and things of that nature and the internet, you know, used to be scammers were just getting in contact with us via the phone. What are all the different methods or the top methods that scammers are out here getting victims?
They'll use any advice. Certainly the computer is one. Phishing expeditions are rampant. They will, as you talked about earlier, they'll come up to the door. They'll start getting brazen and coming up to the door and using that. They will use your phone. They will use any means of electronics. They will use anything that you're on in order to try to scam.
A lot of people get scammed through those, you know, those scam likely calls. But it seems during this COVID-19, a lot of those have stopped. Do y'all also oversee those type of calls, Andrew?
Any type of calls where there's going to be fraud. We've got agents out there, and they're looking for them. We need people to report them so they can investigate. But everybody, you know, they're all ramping up right now to take advantage of this COVID-19 virus. And people will do anything to protect themselves and their families, but they need to be cautious, and they need to make certain that they're valid companies or valid charities if they want to help.
Now, you gave us this phone number, 866-720-5721. That's who we can call if we think that we are being scammed. If we get on the phone and someone is calling us and we believe that it is a scammer, is there some type of language that we can use that we say to that scammer? Something like, you know, please remove my name, my number from this list or anything like that?
No, you can say anything you want, but none of that works. None of that helps, as you know. It just comes back and back.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
I would just get the number, what they asked you about, and then report it so that the law enforcement agents can go to work.
So you do need the phone number, and you need what they're asking you about when you report it.
Any information you can provide about that helps the agents. So everything you can provide about it, that at the time they called, what they called about, what they asked, all of that helps.
I'm going to call my buddy Andrew. He worked for the United States government. He gonna get you. That's what I'm going to say.
You can tell him. Don't call my buddy Andrew, and you're going down for hundreds a month.
You know what, Andrew? That's exactly what I'm going to say. U.S. Attorney Andrew Murray, live inside the Madhouse.
Andrew, you need to say, period. Or like, no cap.
There you go.
We appreciate you checking in with us this morning. Any other information we need to know out here with, in regards to COVID-19 and fraud?
No, everybody out there, stay safe, follow all the hygiene, and make sure you don't succumb to fraud.
Thank you for checking in with us this morning. We really appreciate it.
Thank you.
All right. You take care.
And go lean on them boys down there in the federal court office.
All right. You take care.
Andrew said my minimum start at 100 months. Yeah, man, thank y'all for listening this morning, Andrew Murray. If you missed that hotline number, we have it for you. It's 1-866-720-5721. If you think you've been hit by any fraud, call that hotline, 1-866-720-5721.
Now, listen, the folk that's calling you and saying, you need to pay my loan, you need to pay me, that's not a scam. That's just money that you owe, and you need to pay it.
You talking about Sallie Mae?
Yeah, or the mortgage, the electricity, whatever. That's not a scam.
They better email.
You got to pay that money now. What? There's a difference.
Okay.
There's a difference between scams and paying your bills.
I'm reporting everybody to the hotline. I don't know.
Don't y'all be out here reporting them to the hotline.
I report Duke, but Duke Energy, too. I'm reporting them.
Don't y'all do that now.
Her YG, Slide, Pod, IDX, Charlotte's Plug.
Better show them eyelashes.
Make sure they get the flowers while they can still smell them.
Yeah. Power 98, good morning. Who's trying to let shine?
I am letting my sister shine. It's her birthday, and I wish her many, 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 many more.
Well, what's her name, though?
Hannah Montana.
Already early this morning.
Good morning. Who you want to let shine this morning? Hello.
Hello. I want to let my grandbaby Chloe shine this morning. I haven't seen her all week and I miss her.
Aww.
She's my rock.
Aww. Shark, who you got over there? You need to let shine, big dog.
Man, we're going to let the cats. Bus system shine and transit and all that.
Okay.
Yeah,
what's going
doing,
on?
I missed it. Everything that's going on. You know, the money's kind of short, so that it's free.
What? The CATS bus system free?
The CATS bus system is free. The light rail is free. All the machines are down, so you just ride. But the light rail's running on a Sunday schedule, and the buses are running on their Saturday schedule. So they're not running as frequent, but... it's free. So
okay.
Yeah, I read yesterday that their ridership is down like 40%. So they're actually going to change their schedule coming up in the next couple of days.
Oh,
so
that was so.
Yeah.
But they're doing it free, though.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's free.
Let's shine.
Shine,
shine, shine, shine, yeah.
Oh. I love you. Want to send a huge shout out to all of our healthcare professionals. Those pictures are still rolling in of everybody that is on the front line working to combat the coronavirus. So shout out to everybody that's in the hospitals, the doctor's office, wherever they are. And we're going to have another blog up of all of those hardworking people today.
That's what's up.
Yeah, they're on our website, Power98FM.
And I forgot to do this yesterday.
Okay.
It was Big Homie birthday and anniversary. Big Homie Thomas Davis, a.k.a. Pokey.
Hey, Pokey.
His birthday was Sunday and his anniversary. So shout out to him and his wife, Kelly Davis.
Yes.
And shout out to him for his birthday.
Thomas, happy birthday and happy anniversary.
Thomas Andre Davis, a.k.a. Pokey.
Andre.
This is middle name.
That's
is
his middle name?
This is middle name is Andre.
Okay.
Yeah,
I'm going to stick with Pokey.
Cause
happy birthday, Pokey.
He all be calling me by my nickname. So, all right, that's what we're doing. Oh, all right, Thomas Andre.
Jeez Louise.
And his sister Jasmine Tickman told me to get him, so. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. So, when y'all see Thomas, y'all say, hey, Pokey, what's going on? That's his nickname. All right, man, but nah, for real, though, serious business. Thomas does a lot for the community of Charlotte and Rock Hill and Greenville and his hometown of Shelman, Georgia. And I don't think he gets enough accolades for the stuff that he does, but because he doesn't talk about it that much, but he definitely does a lot for the city of Charlotte so and surrounding areas. So shout out to him and his wife, Kelly Davis.
Yes.
Happy anniversary. Y'all celebrate that. And can't go nowhere. I mean, but hey, the house so big, it's like a vacation anyway. All right, Charlotte's Plug, man. Power98.
Start the whip. Turn up the radio. Your morning is lit.
Give me that.
With No Limit Larry in the Morning Madhouse on Power98.
From the True Lion
family. These folks got to hit his no cap.
All right, it is 7:18 here in the Queen City, which means your nosy neighbor news is right around the corner. y'all, everybody has heard about Netflix and chill.
Mm-hmm.
But have you all heard about fried chicken and chill?
Fried chicken and chill.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
What is fried chicken?
You definitely want to hear this story.
Yeah, I do.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. A company that's offering fried chicken and chill.
Okay.
Sort of neat. Let's see. This video of Summer Walker in London on the track. Boy, I got details about that and what she's saying about it. Congratulations to DC Young Fly. Find out what his longtime love is having. Will it be a boy or a girl? And what was Floyd Mayweather's ex working on right before she died? Got details about that as well. But there is a beer company, Larry, that is working on something to help during the coronavirus pandemic. Anheuser-Busch, to be exact.
Oh, they're my people.
What are they working on?
Well, you know, because most of their distilleries are huge.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, they're going to open up their distillery to help people and let people come in and, you know, if you need a place to stay for a few days or something.
Well, I'm going to go ahead and let you know right now.
Okay.
That's not right.
That ain't right?
That ain't right.
Okay.
They're actually going to be making hand sanitizer.
Oh.
They're opening up one of their California factories and going to repurpose it to make hand sanitizer. They say, we have a long history of supporting our community and employees. This time is no different. That's why we're using our supply and logistics network to begin producing and distributing bottles of hand sanitizer to accommodate the growing needs across the United States. They're actually going to be working with the Red Cross to determine where the hand sanitizer is needed the most.
Well, you know what? That's crazy because our local distillery is also going to be doing that. Doc Porter's right here in Charlotte.
All right.
They're also going to be doing that and helping first responders and medical personnel.
Well, there it is.
Dope.
Yeah, dope idea, dope way to use your resources. So, Anheuser-Busch hand sanitizer on the way.
Mm.
Find out about what's going on with your favorite celebrities in the Nosy Neighbor News coming up next.
I want to know what it is Quick is trying to fight.
That's your Nosy Neighbor News.
Quickie! Here's music from Roddy Rich. It's called The Box here on Charlotte's Plug.
Ha ha ha!
What's going on, nosy neighbors? It's Miss Jessica, the girl next door. It's time for your nosy neighbor news for Tuesday, March 24th. There is a video flirting around the internet of London on the track grabbing his girlfriend, Summer Walker, by the neck. Now, in the video, you can hear Summer asking London to remove his grip. Some fans were upset after seeing the video and concerned for her safety. Well, Summer hopped on Instagram, setting the record straight, saying, "London was playing, y'all bugging. He would never try to really hurt me." If you want to see the video, I have it up on my Instagram story at Hey Miss Jessica. Congratulations to DC Young Fly and his longtime love, Jackie O. The couple are expecting a second bundle of joy and recently held a gender reveal party for family and friends. The couple already have a little girl together. Her name is Nova. And it looks like Nova is going to be a big sister to a little girl. Congratulations to the family. Word is Floyd Mayweather's ex was reportedly writing a book about him, alleging all about his alleged abuse before her death. According to one of her friends, Harris was set to expose the quote-unquote savage beatings she allegedly suffered at the hands of Mayweather, and that he allegedly quote-unquote almost killed her during one incident in front of their three kids. Earlier this month, Harris was found dead in the front seat of her car. The cause of death is still unknown. Well, if you are bored and want to binge watch your favorite programs on Netflix, Popeyes wants to help. It's a part of what they are calling Fried Chicken and Chill. Popeyes will share their username and password with the first 1,000 folks that post themselves enjoying Popeyes and using the hashtag that password from Popeyes. Now, if you're lucky enough to get the information, you'll have 1 month that you can use on Netflix, which should be more than enough for your binging pleasure. No celebrity birthdays today. I'm Miss Jessica, the girl next door. That is your Nosy Neighbor News.
Jessica.
Power 98.
I'm sorry. It was Thomas Antonio Davis. Thank you, Jasmine.
Okay.
His birthday was Sunday. I know it ain't today, but Thomas Antonio Davis, Thomas Davis from formerly of the Carolina Panthers, now the Washington Redskins. Happy birthday. All right, what they winning today, Miss Jessica?
5 shout-outs.
How many?
5 shout-outs.
If you could tell me what Miss Jessica said about Summer Walker, first caller through, correct answer to what they win.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5 shout-outs.
Papa 98.
The Nosy Neighbor News is sponsored by...
All right, hashtag Larry Matt is being brought to you by Jersey Mike's. That's right, Jersey Mike's wants you to stop in today for a giving month of giving at Jersey Mike's subs. A portion of all sales in March go to benefit the Isabella Santos Foundation. And tomorrow is a day of giving at Jersey Mike's, where 100% of all sales will be donated to the foundation and helping to benefit children with rare pediatric cancers. So stop in today and make a difference. Shout out to Jersey Mike's. All right, hashtag Larry Matt. You know, everybody's been doing all this virtual stuff. You got the virtual club. Shout out to D Nice. He had over 100,000 people in there. You know, people have been doing virtual cooking, like cooking classes. They've been doing virtual, like, workout classes. Mm-hmm. Now, Jessica. They doing Magic City in Atlanta. Is doing virtual lap dances.
How does that work?
That's what I want to know, Jessica. That's what I want to know. They are doing virtual lap dances. Like, do I got to cash out the stripper before she lap dance? It's not really a lap dance because she ain't on my lap. And so I'm trying to figure this out. Do I supposed to cash out a, like, per song? Or if I don't cash out, do they come choke me out like the security do if you don't tip the stripper in the strip club? Like, what happens if I don't send the money? Magic City in Atlanta doing virtual lap dances. Now, I don't know how this is going to work, and I don't even know if it's going to work, because, hey, if you want to see some girls twerking, all you got to do is log on to Instagram and Facebook. They doing that on a daily basis for free. So while I'm going to go out here and spend my Cash App fund up, my coronavirus fund up, for these virtual lap dances of these strippers from Magic City. So their thing was, still see your favorite exotic dancer doing this time. Now, like I said, I done heard of virtual everything. I've been seeing y'all do a lot of virtual stuff. Now, I don't know about this one. I don't know about the virtual lap dance. Y'all ain't going to be... Y'all already teasing them in the strip club. Already teasing. Now you're going to get on line and tease me even more and take my money? I'm not with it. Now, somebody not saying that somebody out there might not be with it and they might not do it. Y'all go ahead. But me personally, nah. I don't see it. Like you said, how's it going to work?
Like to know how this is going to work. I am not mad at all at our young entrepreneurs getting their coins. I'm not mad. I am curious to know how this might work.
But I'm mad at it. Virtual lap dances? This is what we're doing now? Social distancing? Nah, I need some social affection. How about that? That's what I need. Some social affection if you go take my money. All right, hit the hashtag. See what else I've been mad about. Hashtag.
You're looking for a prostitute.
Hey. This is what they do in a strip club anyway. I got to pay for this dance.
They don't all do that in a strip club.
I said you got to pay for the dance.
A stripper is very different from a prostitute.
I didn't say I wanted a prostitute. You said that.
You said you're looking for the affection.
I mean, a lap dance is affectionate sometimes.
Oh, okay.
Y'all sleeping on me, huh? Had a good snooze.
Wake your ass up.
Devo got to hit his no cap.
It is 8:17 here in the Queen City. Time for another Nosy Neighbor News Quickie. Well, she has already donated $5 million to the United States, Africa, and the Caribbean. And now Rihanna has donated over $700,000 worth of ventilators to her home country of Barbados. Rihanna, who is an ambassador for Barbados, has been putting the money into those areas affected by the coronavirus. The singer's donation amounts to $1.4 million in Barbados currency. So shout out to her for that. I'm Miss Jessica, the girl next door. That is your Nosy Neighbor News Quickie.
I want to know what it is Quick is trying to fight.
That's your Nosy Neighbor News.
Quickie!
Tell that.
Who the next best? Who the next best thing? Who gonna put on for the city? Who the next best thing? If you think you got some talent, are you the next best thing? Step on up, do your thing. Step on up, do your thing. Who the next? Who the next best thing? You the next best thing. Who the next best thing?
All right. You hear the song. Once you hear the song, we need to know how we're going to keep it. We're going to sweep it. And what letter grade would you get a song? All right, y'all ready? Here we go, Madhouse Nation. The name of the song is called Clearly. Check it out. Spot 88.
West Side.
This is my city. The plug for local music. This is your Power 98.
Another Larry in the morning, Madhouse. We call it the next big thing. You want to comment on the song? Let us know. We're going to keep it. We're going to sweep it in wet letter grade. That's 570-WPEG. 704-570-WPEG. Hit us up. Let us know. Next big thing is called Clearly. It's Power 98.
Power 98 celebrates women's history.
Throwing pitches, but only catching curves and to meet with her.
It's called Clearly. Let us know. We're going to keep it. We're going to sweep it in wet letter grade. 570-WPEG. Why you dialing? Is that trouble that boosts a badass? It ain't my fault. 829 is Power 98.
Everybody's
face. I was throwing pitches, but only catching curves. And to meet with her, I really had the nerve. But I felt my nerves getting the best of me. So I knew in time that she's the one to be. So now I'm working hard to make it.
A little bit there, the Morning Madhouse. Lyrical value. The name of the song is called Clearly. Here's what you had to say about it, Madhouse Nation.
Yes, sir. Man, hey, man, go ahead and keep it. Short night from the west side. Keep that thing. I give it a B.
Yeah, you might well keep it. It sounds like everything else on the radio nowadays anyway. Yeah, you might well keep it. I give it about a B.
What's this, your boy Nick checking in, man? It was pretty smooth. It was something to slide to. It was different. You know, a lot of those Charlotte cats, man, when they doing the rap thing, they try to go for the big hit, but it looked like he in his own lane with that. So, yeah, we're going to definitely have to keep that. I'm gonna give it a B plus, you know. And I wanna also send a shout out to y'all for keeping us, you know, up and good, man. Amongst all this that's going on, I want to shout out y'all and keep it going.
Appreciate you, Nick, for that. And next big thing, we're gonna tell you what we thought about it. It's got 100% keep with the overall letter grade of a B. Mm-hmm. Yeah. All right, we're going to find out what we thought about it when we come back. Madhouse Nation, Charlotte's Plug is Pot Out of Here.
Representing the local flavor.
Nobody plays more local hits.
One and only commodity, so I'm leaving now, ready in time.
Lyrical value. The name of the song is clearly 100% of the people said keep it, with overall letter grade of a B. What you thought about it, Ms. Jessica?
I thought the song was good. What threw me was how the song ended.
Mm-hmm.
Exactly how it ended. But I think it's definitely some mood type music, you know. I disagree with the caller that said it sounds like everything else that's on the radio. I don't think that this sounds like anything that's on the radio. So I think it's dope that he's doing something different. I would give it a B minus.
Okay.
With a key.
You like it?
Yeah.
You said it's mood music?
I think it's a mood music. I think you got to be in the mood for that. I think that there's a lane for that. I think that there's a good group of people that enjoy this type of music. So, yeah.
Well, I ain't in the mood for it. I'm not in the mood. I thought the production was off to me. That was something. It didn't come across clearly sonically for me. So the rap was, it got a little boring at times. Like sometimes it was on, then the other times it just got boring. It's going to be a no for me. Okay. In the words of Randy Jackson on American Idol, it's going to be a no for me, dog. With a sweep, I'm going to sweep it. I think you can do better than that. I don't know the young man, but I just feel like you can do better than that. You got better production. You got better value to your music, and I think you can do better. So I'm going to give you a sweep on this one, and I'm going to give it a C, though. I think it's pretty average. And like you said, it might be a lane for it, but I think you got to tighten this production all the way up before I can. I don't know. It was missing. It had something missing to me. Mm-hmm. I don't know. It was like a sweet potato pie without the sweet potato or something. I don't know. Something was missing. All right?
Okay.
How do you get on the next big thing?
Well, you send us one radio-ready version of your song. Send it on over to carolina.street@power98fm.com.
Representing the local flavor.
Nobody plays more.
It's time to play everybody's favorite game show. Are you
Black Smart?
Power 98 WPEG, good morning.
Hi.
Hi, who is this?
Kaden. Yes.
Okay, Kaden, how old are you, Kaden?
12.
12, all right. We got to get some 12-year-old Black Smart questions.
12-year-old, that completely changes the question.
Oh,
I got
something for
you.
You got something for
yeah, yeah. Okay, you go first.
All right, Kaden, we're going to play Black Smart. We're going to give you three questions. If you can get two out of three questions correct, you win. You are Black Smart. However, if you do not, we need your hood, black card. All right, Kaden?
Okay.
What? Oh, yeah, we take 12-year-old hood card, too. All right, Kaden, what is Bow Wow's real name?
Cat Mouse.
Grandma
in the background. Grandma, you in the background.
Grandma.
See that? Shut up.
You know
that
the rules for this game.
That was for the baby, but she got it right. Okay, I'm going to give it to her. Dang, Kaden didn't even respond, but okay. Y'all got it. Y'all got it together. It's teamwork make the dream work,
okay.
On Black Smart.
All right.
That's right.
Listen, Grandma in the back. That's right. Okay. Okay, here's your second question. Penny, Dejanay, BB and CeCe, Puff the Dog, and Sugar Mama were all characters on what popular cartoon?
The Proud Family.
There it is.
Okay, she knew that.
Yeah.
Okay, little baby, you Black Smart.
That's what it is.
With the help of Grandma.
You win.
What you won, Jessica?
You won 5 shout-outs. You got to split with your grandma, though, because she helped you.
Shout-out to your grandma. Okay, my mom,
mm-hmm.
I don't know if she's Black Smart for real.
She was Black Smart. What school you go to, Kate?
Grimm Middle School.
Grimm Middle School. Shout out to Grimm Middle School, and you make sure you're doing your schoolwork while you're out, okay?
Okay.
All right. Thank you for calling this morning.
Bye, sweetie. Bye, Grandma.
Power 98's Black Smart is brought to you by U.S. Auto. Better vehicle. That's your phone. What do you have to say?
Another Larry the Morning Madhouse question of the day. What was it, Miss Jessica?
We want to know, what food do you eat that you have to have bread with? I said mine was meatloaf. I gotta have bread with my meatloaf.
And mine was any pasta, spaghetti, anything like that. Spaghetti, lasagna, anything like that. That pasta, that spaghetti, I got to have it. And boy, they was tapped in today. Shout out to Pretty Streets. She said that fresh fish that come out the grease with a dash of hot sauce. Got to have bread with that. Danita McAdams said spaghetti baked foods. And she said spaghetti and baked foods. And then she said with my breakfast, I got to have toast. Boo Mason said pinto beans, and I got to have that cornbread with that. Dominique Green said spaghetti, garlic bread, chili beans, cornbread, fried fish, white bread, meatballs, Hawaiian roll. Collard greens has always, always got to be accompanied by cornbread. Deb Denise said anything with gravy on it.
Yeah.
Anything with gravy on it?
I can agree with that.
Like gravy and rice, like like rice and gravy?
Yep. Yeah. You got to have some bread to sop up the gravy. Duh.
Got to have some bread to sop that gravy up.
Sean Turner, Candace Woodson, and T. Collington all said spaghetti. But T also said chili. She needs bread to go along with her chili.
Mm. Yeah, a lot of people said chili.
Mm-hmm.
Chili and pasta. You know they tapped in on the Madhouse voicemail 704-227-8780. What y'all got?
Hey, I was raised by my grandma. You got to have bread with that fried food. Anything fried, God gonna give you the runs if you don't. Because that grease, that from the animal fat and that grease, it ain't going to sit on your stomach like that. You got to have something to soak it up.
This is Mr. What the? Hey, yo, question of the day. Boy, you got to have that old-fashioned Marita bread with that stewed beef and rice. You got to fold that thing in the middle so you can sup up them juices with that bread. And when you eating that roast, boy, you got to have some type of dental roll. And no limit. Why that orange bastard in the White House trying to pull a fast one on American people? Why is this man trying to give big corporations more stimulus money than he going to give to the average person like me and you? What's wrong with him? And all y'all think y'all getting $1,000? Wrong. They say if you didn't make X amount of money last year, you're only getting $600. Well, that's another lie. When is this orange bastard going to quit lying to the American people? All y'all get out and vote in November. Damn.
What he said. All right. You got it on your mind. Let it off. And of course, the Madhouse question of the day happens every morning at 6:05. We'll play responses back at about 9:25.
It's No Limit Larry in the morning Madhouse voicemail. The views and opinions expressed are those of the Power 98 listeners and not the views and opinions of Power 98.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.